This is Spring Trading Tuesday. Same lovable ESPN Chicago hosts, but paired with different radio partners.
How are we going to work this?
Same way we always do. I interrogate him, you write it down.
Spring Trading Tuesday continues on ESPN Chicago.
Thanks to Chris Black and Kevin Zipak for producing today's show. It's Spring Trading, and now we hand it off to Carmen and Cap.
The young guy's saying hi to us outside.
Yeah.
That young kid was a classic.
Like, he was, like, excited to see us.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Super nice. Cool.
What happened now? What happened?
They're laughing about you and the kids.
By the way, I had your back earlier.
Okay? I don't know what happened.
You tell the story.
All right. So, we basically went after you.
Not me.
Me and Chris and Tyler, who's also in this text chain. And we basically went after you for making us look bad.
Why?
Because you checking in on Kevin for having COVID 4 years later.
I worked with him the day before.
So I see. The ulterior motive was that you were looking out for yourself to be like, hey, so
well,
I heard
am
you
I
got
looking
COVID.
Out for myself?
I need to go get tested?
You would think in an environment in 2024 where everyone is cynical and lacks civility that they would actually appreciate a coworker checking
That's
in on
all?
Another coworker.
Being a teammate.
Yes.
Making us all look bad.
The night at the end, it was that morning, I think we worked together. Maybe it was the next day. Somebody's like, oh, Jake's going to go on Thursday with you and Cap because Kevin's got COVID. I go, oh, that sucks. I said, I was just with them yesterday in the morning. So I texted him. I said, hey, COVID, that sucks. How you feeling? That was it. He responded back. I wasn't like, can I bring you soup? I said, how you doing? He goes, I'm doing all right.
I would like some soup.
That was the end of it.
So, you know, so now you didn't do enough.
Kevin's got the best way to say this without getting kicked in the ass myself. He's got a sharp, retort for a lot of stuff. Sharp wit. So he basically sent these guys a text that said, doing a hell of a lot better than you guys,
Thanks for checking in.
For checking with me. But that's Kevin just being a wise ass.
Yeah, but
they think he's an ass.
Even though it's 4 years later, I mean, it's not like the flu. It's not 100 years. Nobody gives a crap. And when you got the flu, you're a hell of a lot sicker.
No doubt.
As I just went through.
Yeah, you and I both did it at the same time.
I feel like Waddle and I had the flu at the same time. I was the sickest I've been in my life.
I sent you a text every now and again to see how you were doing.
We were exchanging tests. Are you feeling better?
Yeah.
Because he was ahead of me by a couple of days.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I'm finally starting to feel better. Are you feeling better? I feel like COVID's still recent enough. People have it. I usually go, how you feeling? Most of the time, people are like, I'm fine.
I would extend the same type of, thought,
if you
even
had
if
COVID,
somebody
I would,
had something different.
I think Britney Spears' former assistant.
I think so. Yeah.
If you had COVID, I would send you a note. Be like, it sucks. Are you feeling all right?
Yeah, because I would have texted you, hey, guys, I'm going to be out for a couple days. I've got COVID. And the response is, hey, I hope you feel better. Not unsolicited.
That's not true.
Not unsolicited.
If Danny said, hey, guess what? Adam got COVID. He's going to be gone the next few days. I would immediately text you and be like, dude, you feeling all right?
Are you doing okay? You're part of the team, man.
That's all.
Checking on a teammate.
I mean,
Why the cynicism?
It's not the cynicism. I feel like I'm being attacked for a whole slew of people here right now. Where are you guys defending me on this? Y'all walk away from the mic so fast. Where are you, Tyler?
Why are you looking for support?
Because... I'm not the only one making fun of somebody else's responsibility. I just want some help.
Carmen, the reach out there on COVID 4 years late—that's nuts. What are you doing? You're making us look bad.
Thank you.
It's not with the intent of making anybody look. I sent a note today to a coworker. Am I being a jerk for sending a note to a coworker today who
you're not.
Lost a family member? I mean, my God, you guys.
That's different. That's a death.
How many reach outs a day are you given?
Reach outs.
I know what I said.
I'm repeating to him.
I don't know, he may change his answer, Chris,
if it was a different word. I don't know.
I don't think any in the last, probably
just
since Kevin's
number.
Last week, I don't think so. Anybody.
Who's the douche?
When I send a note to a coworker. You know who I think the douche is?
I think the douche is Kevin for making us feel bad for not reaching out. That's who the douche
is
here.
I'm the victim in this whole situation.
No, you're fine. You were fine. You even said it. I had a sore throat. You're fine.
You know how hard it is with my lifestyle?
The guilt is visible.
You don't smoke anymore.
I reached out to Yurko, but that was at the asking of like a bunch of people at the remote on Friday.
Yeah.
So I reached out to Yurk because they wanted to know how the weekend was going. I was like, I'll text him for you guys. And he proceeds to give me back all the scores of the rounds that he was. I don't know if that's what people meant.
Yeah. 14, I left one short in the bunker. Kit.
I was like, you know, we were like, are you having fun? Is the weather night? You know, like that kind of stuff. He just sent me back all of his scores. I was like, all right, so here you go, guys. This is what Yurko said. So I reached out to Yurk.
God forbid you do something nice for someone.
That doesn't count. That doesn't really count.
In this day and age where everyone's at each other's throat, you actually, you know, have a civil exchange.
Yeah, two in a week. I don't know. Is that a lot?
Why are you making us look bad? No, I think you guys make yourselves look bad.
I think you're reaching out to Kevin to send to Lindsay. I did the same thing.
I sent a note to Lindsay. She lost her dad.
Did you send something, jerk?
That's a death. That's death. That's different.
Said, hey, sorry.
He had a sore throat. He got a few days off of work is what he got.
I don't want to be off work. I want to be here. I love what I do.
Yeah. Wow. Can't believe that's what you're upset about.
What's that? That's not a punchline.
Unbelievable.
Sounded like one.
Unbelievable.
It sounded like a Kevin. Do me a favor. Take Bront.
Bront? Yeah. That's an interesting name. Bront. Bront is in Elmhurst. Hello, Bront.
No, this is Brock.
Brock.
Who's just screening the phone calls already?
Wait, hold on, Brock. Hold on. He's got COVID. His ears are all messed up.
I was just going to say that.
I just want to say thank God that Carm and Cap are coming on because Abdallah has been so negative today. It's just he needs to get going,
he's
man.
Killing
he needs
what are you talking about? I've been nothing but positive today.
He's killing him, Brock. Hey, get him a glass of cranberry juice.
All right.
The cranberry juice.
That's a
urinary tract infection. Is that right?
Cranberry juice
is a fine mixer with this and Tito's handmade
vodka. Absolutely.
What's wrong with that?
It'll clear up your pipes, too. And it's
Brock's probably mad about the Caleb Williams stuff from yesterday. That's probably the kind of guy Brock is.
Huh? What'd you do yesterday?
I didn't do anything yesterday. Uh-oh. Caleb Williams is at the USC game.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. He was jamming out. He was having a good time.
Some people, maybe like Brock, are upset that he had a pink phone.
Are they mad about the phone case?
They're mad about that he had a pink phone.
I tell
phone.
You, this world is going crazy.
This is why I said to these guys, in a world where we lack civility, Carb shows some civility and some concern, and you guys give him hell.
Right. What a jerk for being civil.
It's crazy. That's crazy.
I think life's a bit for you sometimes.
No, I know. Everything's a bit. I know these guys. These guys always mean well. They're not deep down nasty.
Is this a simulation?
It's just some ball busting.
Curb your enthusiasm right there.
We said in the text chain, we said this is a Seinfeld episode.
Oh, totally.
Kevin is George, and he's mad that no one reached out for
it's
having a
total
sickness.
Seinfeld.
That's 4 years old.
It's a total Larry David. Well, the funniest part is you and Chris are like, really? 4 years later? I'm like, oh, maybe you're right. It is. It's been 4 years. It's like, they got COVID, big deal. You know, like, we're moving on.
Like, I don't even know what our policy is anymore.
I don't even think there is a policy.
I asked Kevin when he came back. I'm like, so have you been off for enough time? Like, I don't even know what we do anymore.
CDC just announced there's no quarantine periods.
Yeah. Don't ask, don't tell.
He tried that.
Wait, there's no more, like, you don't have to quarantine?
5-day waiting period.
Oh, wow, that's pretty good to know.
I wanted to come back on Saturday, Dan. And he put the kibosh on it.
It's funny. Like, I heard last week that Kevin had it, because I don't think anybody's here has had it for a while, at least that they've known about. So when he had it, it is funny that you mentioned that, because I was thinking in my head, I'm like, what are protocols now? Does he have to report to Danny that he can't come in for a week?
I haven't taken a COVID test in forever, nor would I.
Well, I took one when I was sick, and they took the flu and the COVID just to see. And they were like, yeah, you have flu. You have influenza A.
When we had 3 months of no sports.
Oh, yeah.
So I took the last couple days of June off and like a week into July.
Everybody thought you had COVID?
No. And when I came back, Mike said, I don't agree with it, but you're going to have to work from home for 2 weeks. Oh, 14 days. Remember that?
It was wild.
I was in Wisconsin at my family's home, and I came back, and Mike's like, hey, you got to work from home for 2 weeks. I said, why? And he goes, well, you went into a different state. And I was like, I was at my parents' house.
Was he insinuating that your parents are dirty people or what?
I mean, no, but it was like that's how dumb it was back then. That was the rule.
I didn't agree with it.
I was like, I was the rule. But I was at a home.
We had to
very quickly.
The only time I left was to go fishing outside.
Remember the mayor's office would release, here are the states. If you visited them, you've got to stay away.
Well, Wisconsin was on there. So Mike goes, hey, Carm, he's like, you were in Wisconsin. You got to work from home. I was like, I was at my parents' house.
A kid in my daughter's daycare had it. And they're like, oh, you know, if they have any symptoms, then we need you to test. And it was like, she did have a fever. So...
Was this when Layla was just sick?
No. This was a couple months ago.
Okay, okay.
This was like 6 months ago.
Okay.
And so we went into our, like, we still have, like, I think we have tests left over. They've way expired.
Expired, yeah.
Way expired.
I took one, weeks ago, maybe months ago at this point. And you know how there's the two lines? The water contacted the line, and the line just started sliding.
Like, so you know it's
was
old.
Like on a slip and slide down
crazy.
That's how I knew it was expired.
The world was insane.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we're beyond that, and maybe I'll stop sending notes when coworkers have COVID. I don't know. I guess enough time has passed. That's it. It's not like I was like, Kev, do you need anything? I was just like, hey, man, are you feeling all right? He goes, yeah, I'm fine. He goes, I'll be fine. I'll be back in a few days. That was the end of it.
Feelings are a little hurt now, though.
Kev should have said, you know what? I could use a back rub.
Because you made us all feel bad.
Use a back rub.
Yeah, I love how he's pointing that out to you guys.
He did.
That's amazing.
He's like, you know, I know who my real friend is.
That's amazing.
Not for nothing.
Not for nothing. He literally said not for nothing.
Oh, you guys are unbelievable. Now I'm going to second guess every time I send a coworker a note about COVID. I'm going to be second guessing. Charlie's going to get COVID. I'm going to be like, hey, Chardog, you feeling all right, buddy?
I'm okay.
I'm never going to hear the end of it.
Okay.
How about Paul's firing on RG3 a little bit today?
I didn't hear that. Good. What did he say?
Yeah. Wait, I have it. Hold on.
Yeah.
About Caleb Williams using his authority or his power.
He was on the trade to Washington.
The punter show.
He was on the McAfee show.
The punter without sleeves, as Olin calls it.
Yes. The punter without sleeves. He was on the punter's show, and he did address RG3's comments, which in case you weren't paying attention to those, they were silly a couple weeks ago. But RG3 was like, he should tell the Bears they'll never go there, which is just dumb. But here was Poles' reaction to that today.
It pisses me off a little bit, to be honest with you, because we were hired to break a cycle. The same thing when I was in Kansas City. Coach Reed, all of us were brought there to break a cycle, and we did. And no one talks about those days anymore. It's all about what they are right now. So I really believe we're about to break this cycle and get this city in a really good situation and win a lot of games. So the past is the past. Like, I don't worry about that at all. It's about where we're going.
I thought that was a pretty great response.
It's such a silly perspective, too.
It's
like, if you want to say that players now have more power than they did years ago and they should exercise it to try and find the best spot for whatever. I mean, if just in general terms, we can have that conversation. But the Bears are a 7-win team. Okay, that has created a pretty good infrastructure. It's an excellent landing spot for
a young quarterback, two Pro Bowl wide receivers. Revamped offensive line.
I mean, like, this
at the end of the year, it was a top 10 defense.
Right. Well, like, where is he going to do? Is he going to use all of this power to go to Washington?
It's also a major market.
He's
going to be slinging Lou Malnati's pizza before his plane lands.
Hell yes.
Like, so, he's going to get so many endorsements here. It's going to be nuts.
I mean, insane. The goal is to find a spot where you think you can thrive. And I would argue that outside a team that went to the postseason last year, this is as good a spot that you could find.
Listen, everybody was worried about, and we talked about this yesterday when you were off, just hoping you were okay yesterday.
That's the other thing. I'm getting tested. Like, I'm not sick. My kids are on spring break. I took Monday and Friday off.
I'm not going to be here the next 3 days.
Okay,
I expect texts.
I just reached out. Everything good with you?
Yeah, I got a text from someone we all know. It goes, I heard you're a little under the weather. I said, I'm not under the weather. I said, my kids are on break this week, so I took Monday off. I took Friday off.
Everybody was worried about Carl Williams and what he was going to do and all this stuff. I'm telling you, yesterday we talked about it. Deion is doing the exact same thing to Shedeur Sanders. Deion Sanders went out and said it on a podcast,
yes,
word for word. He is going to be Eli. He is going to dictate where he goes.
But did
did Caleb Williams' dad ever have that kind of a stance publicly?
No, never. That's the thing, because everybody...
Like, Deion is going
everybody
next level.
Made it up and said that he did have the stance and that he wanted to have ownership in the team, which you can't. It's against the NFL rules.
Deion said that between Shadur and who's the other kid?
Travis Hunter.
That they'll both go
no
the
cold
top
cities.
Four.
Yeah. No cold city. Nowhere that stinks. Like, yeah, Deion came out much stronger.
He said Atlanta, Dallas,
I didn't hear him name.
Today, he has said there's only four teams he'll allow him to play for.
Which, again, is kind of like...
I love
Deion,
but...
He's not that good.
Kind of silly.
But whether he... What if he was the number one pick? He's Caleb Williams. He's that good. If I had the number one pick, I'd be like, Deion, either your kid plays for me or he ain't playing.
Well, that'd be a little different because that number one pick is going to... What comes with it is a lot of power, a lot of bargaining power. And things like that. I mean,
but if he's not perceived to be the first overall selection,
I don't think
to play
anyone
that,
expects him to be a first round quarterback.
Well, I
next
think
year.
They think he's the third as of now, the third best quarterback. And that could change
out of a craft class.
It's not a great class.
Listen, at the end of the day, I think you can make a case that Caleb Williams coming to Chicago, this is the best situation for the first overall pick in the last 35 years. And I only go back 35 years because I don't know what the hell happened prior to that. It's a better landing spot, I think, even than Andrew Luck had with the Colts.
Yeah.
Certainly better than what Jared Goff had going to
Trevor Lawrence.
The Rams. Trevor
Much
Lawrence.
Better than Trevor.
Mm-hmm. Like, this is the best situation the first overall pick has had in decades.
Not often that, like Adam said, a guy gets to go to a team that's got two Pro Bowl receivers. I mean, DJ and Keenan Allen are probably both, what would you guys say, top 12 to 15-ish receivers in the league?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And both pros going to be humongous assets for the growth of a young player, young quarterback. Not just with their ability to do what they do, but the guidance and leadership that they can impart on him.
Good dudes.
Didn't Keenan Allen have his best year last year and he missed a handful of games?
Yeah, he missed three games.
Yeah.
Did Jamar Chase come in with Burrow or no? He came in the next year.
I think the last year.
That was pretty damn good for a young Joe Burrow. You've got T. Higgins, you got Jamar Chase, and I don't think anybody
Tyler
knew.
Boyd. You had a good time. Boyd.
That's really good, but it's not often that you get to come in as a rookie and play with, you know, arguably two wide receivers that are top 15-ish in the league at their position.
And how about two tight ends that can catch?
And by the way, the other thing for me is what Ryan Poles talked about. I'm, you know, adamant about the fact that I'm not going to place the sins of previous management on this group. And I'm not going to place the sins on previous coaching staffs on this group. Like, these guys are going to define themselves on their own. And just because previous regimes haven't been able to solve the quarterback position doesn't mean that these guys can't do it, and it doesn't mean they should stop trying.
I agree.
I have more faith in Ryan Poles in this front office because they saw the opportunity to improve even though Justin Fields is very talented. Like, they could have very easily said, we're going to trade back and build around a guy that we still believe in.
Paul.
But they absolutely just said, well, this isn't good enough. Like, it just isn't good enough.
They could have gotten the hall, Adam.
And thank you, because it isn't good enough. Again, I'll say it for the 1,000,000th and 10th time. They haven't won a playoff game since January of 2011. They haven't had consecutive winning seasons since 05 and 06. What the F is everybody want to continue the mediocre train for? I don't.
Correct. We're chasing greatness, for crying out loud.
I'll be happy to chase goodness.
Last time they won a road playoff game. Tell me.
Last time they won a road playoff game. I'm going to guess the Viking game, like in 94?
I think it's 97.
Oh, is it? Well, we won a playoff game in Minnesota in 1994.
Yeah, 94.
And then we went out to San Francisco and got our asses kicked.
With Steve Walsh.
Yes.
30 years ago. You
30
guys.
Years to win a road playoff game.
Oh, they haven't even
Guess
won that many playoff
the
games.
The onside kick to seal the game.
Waddle.
Yes. The only
Tommy Waddle.
Only thing I did all game.
Hands team.
Yeah, so that was, that was 94. Yeah. All right, there you go. So it's been 30 years.
Yeah.
30 freaking years. Chase greatness.
Yeah.
It'd be nice.
That's it.
I don't understand the desire to maintain this level of mediocrity.
Neither do I.
I'm fine with moving forward.
Either do I. And it's nothing against Justin.
No,
he's a hard worker. And so much so
Good
they felt they felt it necessary to call a select group of teammates. To let him know that's what he means in that locker room. But I don't know, man. One 300-yard passing game in like 40 career games,
That'll
it's a rough way to survive at quarterback in this league.
Yeah, it is. It will not promote
Can you imagine?
And I don't think you can blame everybody else all the time. You know?
Can you imagine if Caleb first game throws for like 325 and three scores?
This guy.
It'll be a, what do you call it? It'll be a primetime game. That opener will be primetime.
Get it. Get it.
So, you know? It's one of the reasons why they're going to play the Hall of Fame game.
Ask if he's okay.
This guy's going to. I'm trying to think of like a polite way to say it that's not going to get us.
Nah, I think the polite thing to do is just ignore.
He's doing the. We did the new segment yesterday.
Can't say that.
No, we did the new segment yesterday.
What was it?
We called it. It doesn't have anything to do with what we're watching outside.
Oh, I was
yesterday. I'm letting you know that we did a segment where Yurko told us about his trip called Yurking Off.
Oh, I like that. And that's a good call. That's basically what's happening.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah. You know, I'm just letting you know. Not associated with what's going on outside.
Maybe.
But we did a new segment where Yurko tells us about his days.
I do love
to do
that.
Called Yurking Off.
And that's just him doing some random stuff.
Yeah.
Just telling us about how he got to work.
Yeah.
Who he saw on the way in.
By the way, Tyler and I both watched, not together, but we both watched Roadhouse.
I heard you guys. I haven't watched it
yet. So bad it was great.
I'll watch it. I mean,
did you watch the first one?
Of course.
First one was fun.
I don't know what we're talking about here.
You don't know what Roadhouse is?
The original?
You've never heard of any of the Roadhouse?
No.
You don't know what the Roadhouse is?
That's shocking. No. Patrick Swayze, Sam Elliott?
I've heard of it. I've never saw it.
It's a classic.
Great movie. Right.
It's a
classic. You know what it is, though. Okay,
Only watch the new one if you've watched the first one.
Oh,
if you haven't watched the first one, don't waste your time.
I would say go back and watch the first one and then watch the new
one. Better use of time.
Yeah.
I love the first one. Like, it's one of those so bad it's good kind of movies.
It's classic.
Yeah, I'm glad that it's not as bad. Tyler, did you see the Point Break remake?
See, I never saw that.
No.
Okay, and I love Point Break. The original
Point Break is excellent too.
Horrible because they tried to make them like extreme sports people. So they were like jumping out of. I know they jumped out of an airplane in this one, but they were like cliff diving and like doing like the parachute thing.
Just
and,
a second.
Like,
they went just next level.
The hang on a second. A guy just came here.
Did he give you the finger?
Yes. He took a picture with his wife.
Jeez.
And then she waved. Very sweet. We gave him the thumbs up. He turned around and flipped us
off. What's going on?
I don't know. I got a guy who wants to
pleasure himself.
Pleasure himself on the window.
He wants to be on Yurko's segment.
He wants to be on Yurko's segment. We got a guy flipping us off after taking a picture.
Is that Sammy out there?
I don't know what's going on.
That nonsense will stop. As soon as Sammy heads out there.
Clunk some heads together.
He should do it.
Our guy Sammy?
Yeah.
Oh, man. He's the best.
Who's out there?
That's great.
Wow. Sammy would take care of it.
Sammy go out there and rough somebody
up. You know what he'd do? Go out there and set it straight is what he'll do.
Kind of like Dalton does.
Yeah. What do you guys got today?
By the way, too, Carm, that these guys are like tiny, too. Like Patrick Swayze was tiny.
Yeah.
And Jake Gyllenhaal is small, too.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
Boy, he's ripped to shreds.
Like, Cruz and Stallone, they're small, too.
Yeah.
McGregor's short, too.
Is he?
McGregor, like, basically, nobody could ruin the movie for me because I love the concept and the premise. But Conor McGregor almost ruined it for me. He's so over the top with everything that it's just too much.
So we're going to play a lot of pole sound, a lot of Eberflus sound. 5'9", wow.
McGregor's 5'9".
Joel Klatt Caleb as a prospect. Kyle Brandt had some effusive praise for Caleb Williams and his potential in the Bears offense. We'll do some stadium talk, maybe a couple of baseball things I got for the Catman with opening day right around the corner. NFL win totals. We got a ton of stuff and Wilmont at 5. So, and Aki's
at a lot.
So there you go.
All right.
Boys, see you tomorrow.
Cap, spring training.
You doing okay? Just checking
final
in on
day.
You. All right?
I'm good.
Right? You good? Okay, Cap, you doing good?
Yeah,
you okay?
I'm good.
Just
you
checking
good,
in.
Man? How'd the move go? Everybody's good at the house?
Everybody's okay, yeah.
Did you help him move? I thought you were such a nice guy. Did you help him move?
He didn't ask.
He
offered, but I said no. I wouldn't
I said,
do that
you need
to
me
friends.
To come help and do anything
yes, he
for you. He said,
did you offer?
I didn't know you were moving.
I'm not that attention. Nice. I'm not helping anybody move.
Well, I hurt myself, so it was a bad decision on my behalf to not.
Oh, is that why you need a backy out of me?
Yeah, I do need a backy out of me.
All right. Carmen and Cap coming up next.